One's a vegan. The other's a cripple. No, it doesn't matter what they are. The show sucks. You're listening to Rant Speak. Rant Speak with Samaria and Smokehouse. Rant Radio Talk.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it? Think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight, and it feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
Good evening. Whoa, this is fun. One second. Check, 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 check. Whoa, check, check. Check, 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 check. Check. Okay. Can anybody hear me out there? I hope you can. Well, we'll just try it without the music and see how that goes. One second. Oh, Skype is being a bitch, too. So you can hear me. Excellent. And it's super fuzzy. Well, you're going to have to deal with that tonight because it's being weird. Weird, weird, weird. Let me just get Smokey going here. Oh, my God. Everything is dying on me. Everything. Oh, wonderful. Cascading errors. One second. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. There we go. Is it calling him? I hope so. Let me just close all these programs that I have open. Millions of them. See if I can get Smokehouse on the line. Oh, I see him. Okay. Oh, I see the problem. Okay, I've got to turn him up. He can probably hear me.
I can hear myself.
There we go. I can hear you now.
Yeah, and I can hear myself, too.
Excellent. Well?
No, I mean, my own voice is coming back to me.
Oh, it's coming back to you. Well,
yeah.
Thus is what we have to live with tonight.
Let's mess with my head.
you know how you hear me all fuzzy and crappy and stuff?
Yeah.
That's how they're hearing me tonight.
Well, I know because I heard it.
Okay. Oh, my God. And it's jumping back and forth from the left and right.
It's weird because I can't really hear you when I'm talking.
Oh, okay. So it cuts you out. It's very CB-ish?
Yeah.
My broadcast computer has taken a giant crap all over the floor and is not letting me do anything on it. So I had to...
Well, that's great.
So I'm currently broadcasting from the computer I usually talk to you on.
Well, that's awesome.
Isn't that the best ever?
It's not really... My voice isn't cutting you out.
No, no.
But it's so loud that I can't hear you.
Oh, really?
My own voice is so loud that I can't hear you.
Well, it's too bad we didn't have that for Drexel back in the what the hell days.
Oh, I know.
Because he wouldn't be complaining about his not
yeah.
being loud enough anymore. Oh, everybody's saying
it's like a half second delay.
Oh, okay.
So it's fucked me up terribly.
I can hear that. You're kind of stopping yourself in mid-sentence.
Yes.
Yeah, my computer does not log into Windows. It's like, no. No, no, no. You're not getting into Windows today. So worst show ever. We'll try and make up for it with the content.
We're never going to get through it.
Well, We'll give it a shot and see how it works out.
Send us the money. We need money now.
We need some new boxers.
We need something.
Well, this is show number 37, worst show ever. I don't know if we're taking Skype calls tonight, but you never know. Probably not, because it's so shitty. If you want to see the RantSpeak site, here it is, in the IRC.
Mm-hmm.
Red Maiden says, why can't all the episodes be this cool? Oh, they're saying it's all cool.
This is lame.
It's pretty shitty for us to listen to. Okay, let's skip all that. Let's go to the Rant Media News and get right to the meat of things, eh?
Okay.
The big news, announced on the worst show sounding ever, is Sean Kennedy is returning to Rant Radio Talk. Starting January 3rd, 2005. And that is the exact date of Rant Media's 6-year anniversary. So it coincides with the exact day. That's the first day Rant Radio went on the air and Rant Media started going. And there's also going to be a BC Rant Meet around this time to celebrate the 6-year anniversary of Rant. And more of that below. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. And the support for Sean's return has been absolutely amazing, as you can see.
Yeah, but they're just polls.
Yeah, it's just a poll. But if you can take a look at that, people can see all the comments, and everybody is donating, which is very, very nice to Sean, so we can support him in returning to Rant Radio.
Do you actually have the donation thing up yet?
Yes, the donation page is up. If you click on donations, it is up on any of the buttons on the left-hand side of the Rant Radio pages. You can read about all the details there on how to donate, and it all goes to Mr. Kennedy himself. And there's also an address to send stuff in if you don't have PayPal. And the show is unnamed right now, and Sean is currently preparing for the show, trying to think.
Gee, I wonder what it'll be called. The Sean Kennedy Show.
No, he's been forbidden to be called the Sean Kennedy Show, because that's way too confusing. We need a unique title, like After Now and Patrolling. Those are very unique titles. So we need something.
Well, they're
like
sort
that.
Of different things.
Exactly. So this has to be a different thing. So we'll see how that goes and see what he's going to name it.
Format, though, right?
Don't know. Sean's working on it. Could be a surprise. Could be a surprise.
So you guys hung out today, right?
Pardon me?
You hung out today, right?
Yes, we did filming for Patrolling Season 2 today. Lots of awesome footage today.
Did you give him
the thing?
I'm not going to say, yeah, the thing.
Yes. Yes, yes. Okay. And here is the discussion place in the forums for Sean Kennedy's new show, if you'd like to wildly speculate about it.
Nice. Random speculation.
And here is Sean's blog, too. So if you can read all about Sean, and that will be going daily, January 3rd. Right now it's sporadic whenever he wants to update it. But on January 3rd, when he starts doing his show, that'll be daily. And also a weekly newsletter from Sean, of course, myself, and other people in Rant and Smokehouse. And all the news for people involved in Rant or interested in projects and stuff like that. And new shows that are coming on the stations, new TV shows, stuff like that. So if you
I'm not talking much because it's really messing with my head.
Sure, that's fine.
It's weird.
You can make color commentaries every once in a while.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to get signed up for the newsletter, you can just sign up for the forums. Let me just see. Oh, and if you have a good suggestion for some free software that can handle a newsletter, so we can send that a bit easier. Here is the link for the information that we need for the newsletter. See each angry newscast from Flame Cuber. That's pretty good. I put up some more Sean news here. I put up some artwork by Sean on the Dark Atlas site. If you want to go take a look, those are the first three pictures. He actually is an artist
as
well.
They're not too bad.
They're not too bad. Better than I can draw, so yeah. I won't make any comments.
They're very shadowy.
Very, very dark looking, and they're actually those pictures I think I put up are from. One is from the After Now, and two are from his books. And they have titles if you put your mouse over them. Oh, actually, they're titled on the page, too. Also, if anybody has a good torrent server,
not a client, a server, please email me, info@rantradio.com, because we're trying to get a new torrent server going. The one we're using is kind of crappy, and that's why the patrolling is not immediately available tonight. It was actually finished last night, and I was trying to distribute it last night, get it ready for the show tonight. But and it was ready to go. They had pre-seeders, but it was not working. So we're trying to get a new torrent server. The old one is still working, still functional, but we need a new one. There are new pictures up in the Rant Picture Gallery. Actually, you can post all these links.
Yeah, I saw them.
I don't know why I'm posting them. You've got nothing to do.
That's true. I'm just listening.
Listening like a regular listener.
Yes, I'm a listener that participates.
There are some new pictures up in the Rant Picture Gallery, in the Listener Gallery, if somebody wants to take a look at that. And Chappelle Page is up there.
And she thinks so ugly.
She thinks she's not very good looking. No, she's quite cute. So there, she's up in the page there, and she's actually in the channel tonight. I don't know if she is talking. I haven't seen her talk.
Everybody should PM her and tell her she's hot.
Tell her what you think of her picture. Yeah, there you go.
She'll like that.
The BC Rant Meet to celebrate the six-year anniversary of Rant. To celebrate 6 year of Rant, BC Meet is in the works. Rant will be turning 6 years old on January 3rd, 2005. The last meet in Vancouver went over so well, I think it might be a good idea to have it in Vancouver again, because that's kind of central, easy for the Vancouver people to get into, because people that live in Vancouver usually don't have the best of transportation, because they don't need it, because they live downtown.
Yeah.
So
once again, I will not be there.
Note, a smokehouse will not be able to wheelchair his ass up to Vancouver this time either.
No.
But we had really good participation last time, so I think it'll be even better because it is the six-year anniversary. Lots of time to prepare. We don't know the date yet. Here's the forum link to that. If you want to put in your ideas, if you're in the Vancouver area around that time. And you can pick a location and vote for a date. Well, it doesn't have a voting up there, but put in your voice for a date. It could be on January 3rd, but that's Monday, and that would kind of suck. So we could have the weekend just before that. Friday is New Year's Eve, which is a possibility as well. Some people have thrown out the idea of having a Rant New Year's Eve party. Or we could have it the day after on the Saturday, something like that.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool, either one of those. And I bought a new camera today, video camera, because the other one was pretty much stuck in strobe mode.
Okay.
It's gone crazy, and I can't get it out of strobe mode. You know when you have your camera, you turn on low light, and there's an option to put it on, like, candlelight option, where it updates really slowly. Everything's kind of blurry.
Yeah.
That's what it was stuck in the whole time.
I think it's fun. Buy new toys.
I do like buying new toys. This camera is super sweet. Unfortunately, it has a brand new set of batteries, and I have to buy another set of batteries. It'll be the fourth set of batteries I've had to buy for cameras, because I've got three different brands. It's totally annoying. But it's a very cool camera. It's got three CCDs. CCDs are the chips that bring in the pictures into the camera, and it's very unique for a small camera like this to have three CCDs.
You'd think a guy who bought a $5,000 camera would be happy, but no.
No. I need a small one, because a small one is used for special places to get in where a big one is too intimidating, let's say.
Okay.
Okay, on to the listener's email. We're not going to play Stormbad, because this shit is all fucked up. It is all bad, so we're doing without the intros. And that's okay tonight. Yeah. Listener's email, this one's from Mark. Sean K is the shit. This world is so fucked up, it makes me want to puke up the bloody shit that infests this human waste of a piece of shit planet. I'm rambling. All I'm saying, that is, I'm not proud to be a human at this age.
That's an anger.
That's a what?
Wow, that's a lot of anger.
That is a lot of anger. So much. I hope Sean doesn't incite that anger. Maybe he'll calm him down, but I don't know.
Yeah, Sean's very calming.
Yeah, Sean's very
calming. Works on me real well.
Oh, yeah. He just calms the populace. Sings lullabies to everyone. This next one's from Sean with a AWN instead of SEAN. I understand that Burning Man asked you guys to take down a lot of episodes of SKTFM, but is there anywhere in the net I can download episodes 3 through 7? I've heard rumors I've heard rumors that there are people who got them before they had to, we had to take them down, that may still have them here and there.
I'm sure there are.
I'm sure there are, but we cannot distribute them directly from Rant, so you'll have to hunt around.
Me.
It goes, except for Smokey, because he was able to have them before. And he's got the, you've got the DVDs, don't you?
Oh, yes, I do.
Because Smokey is a friend of Rant. Or a friend of me.
Yeah,
I can't give it to friends of Rant. I can give it to friends of myself. That's the stipulation, mm-hmm. unfortunately. Continues on. I've been watching Rant pretty dedicatedly. Dedicatedly. That's a new word. I'm talking 3 to 4 hours a day. I guess he's watching Rant TV. Wow, it's going to run
must
out.
Must be.
Lately. Hoping you guys will play them. No, it can't. But they haven't come
we
on.
Want to. Yeah.
Yeah, we'd love to. They're very popular. If there's any way I could get these videos from you guys, it would be great. Like I said, I really believe in what you guys are doing. All I can say is to keep up. Keep it coming. Thanks so much. Hope to hear from you soon. This next one's from Jamie. I just started watching your show through Winamp. I love it because it's different. Well, different is good.
Yeah, different's good.
Just wondering if it's based out of U.S. or Canada. I am from Toronto. Much respect, good luck, and I'll be watching you with...
Aww.
Through your windows, no. We are, well, I'm from Canada. Rant is global. Rant is worldwide because we have DJs all over the world and listeners all over the world, and that's really what makes up Rant. But if you are talking
yes.
about me or Sean, we're in Canada and Smokey's in the States. And
yeah, I wield the big hammer from the States.
And what?
I wield the big hammer from the States.
Oh, you like cutting out.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Sounds wonderful. This next one's from Dave. Found your show messing around with Winamp. Love it. I'm going to let the UK know about your show. Well, that's quite an undertaking.
The entire planet.
One by one, he's going to phone and knock on doors and tell everyone about Ramp. Well, thank you
Yay.
Very, very much. And I hope that goes well for you. But a lot of people are finding it through Winamp. So I'm hoping that AOL keeps Winamp going.
But sure.
Keeps, yeah, well, we can only hope. Next one's from Victor. Sean, highly educational, informative, good stuff to know before the going gets rough. One minor gripe. Can you somehow manage to provide a list of the items you describe on the Rant site? Coming soon. It will be coming soon to Sean's Dark Atlas site, some of the basic stuff that he uses. Possibly
right.
not brand names, but, you know, the stuff he has.
It's kind of hard not to put brand names out for the stuff he uses.
It is.
It's
some
very specific stuff.
It is very specific stuff. Some of it's very hard to get. And, I mean, we don't really want to be a big ad for products because people would end up buying the exact products that Sean gives out. And
yeah.
Maybe it's not right
Sean
for you.
But he doesn't mean to be.
Sean kind of what?
He kind of is a big ad for stuff, but he doesn't mean to be.
No, he doesn't mean to be because he buys this stuff, and it's good stuff, and he likes it. He's not being paid to say the names. He's just saying what he uses. Anybody can use their own stuff.
Right.
So it's kind of just is stuff he puts out, right? Only because when you describe items, it's sometimes difficult to catch the names to write down and simultaneously listen to your descriptions. Well, you can download everything we have, except for the Burning Man stuff. Everything we have is downloadable, so you can pause it, rewind it, stuff like that. It's all through all of the pages. Very well. Hopefully, it's easy to find, but it is there. What?
We don't have shows like it.
What?
The TV shows.
Oh, the TV shows. Well, those aren't in rotation, so you probably didn't see those. No, the TV shows aren't.
Some people have.
Some people have when they first came out.
And they ask.
And
a
they
lot.
Do ask. Those will be coming. I'm sure people would rather have patrolling than those, so I try and focus on the most wanted thing first. But that the season will wrap up at the end of the year, so I'll be able to concentrate on other things like After Now and getting old stuff out, like the What the Hell archives and the Sean Kennedy TV show archives, stuff like that. Other than that, keep up the good work. No, I'm not a wog yet, but I'm still listening. Thanks, Victor. Brett. From Brett. Great work, guys. I check often for new material. Well, it does come out often.
Okay.
I would like to thank you for introducing me to geocaching. Yes, that is a very cool thing. All you need is a GPS and some good hiking boots. Your segment, like most, was informational and fun. My friends and I now have plans for more geocaching adventures. Keep on the air. Your voice is making a difference. Well, we do try to keep on the air.
Even when it's crappy like now.
Even when it's super, super crappy, we bust through and work around and stay on the air no matter what. And believe me, this weekend has been all about what we're doing right now. It has been one big clusterfuck to term.
I knew it was coming.
To coin a phrase. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But after this weekend, everything will be smooth. We've got the punk station up again. It was down for about 3 days. While the box.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I got a bunch of messages on that. A lot of people listen to the punk station. It was down for 3 days. It's back up with a better server, back up with better software, and now we can start getting some programming and stuff on there and get that going a bit better. So we try and keep on the air as much as possible. And tonight, the talk server and industrial server will be going down in about 3 hours for about 2 or 3 hours. Hopefully not that long, because I'll be working on it and trying to stay awake for work tomorrow. I'll be working on it till like 3 or 4 in the morning. Oh, my God. Ah, this next one is from Grand. Sean Kennedy, wow, I know I'm just another fan to you, but SKTFM.TV is not just another show to me. Oh, I guess he's talking about... No, I'm currently watching Episode 8, Crazy and Clone Section. Oh, it is patrolling. I'm 13, I live in Ontario, I'm a private in the Royal Canadian Army Cadets, and I believe that Sean Kennedy is the fucking man. I'm currently writing a short book called Life in Size 7 Shoes that was inspired by Sean Kennedy.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. I would love to read that afterwards, and so would Sean, I'm sure. I know I'm just another fan, and I know I probably am, but just damn, Sean, you're so right about everything I've ever heard you say. I'd probably be denied this honor, but can I have Sean's email?
No.
I know I am another fan. P.S. Sorry for the spelling mistakes. Well, yes and no. No, you can't have it now. Yes, you will have it soon. Sean will
he's going to have one.
Sean will be having an email address, which you can address him, so he can reply to you on his new on his new show. Not reply to you through email, and he won't be reading every email, but he will be replying to some emails on the air. So just listen for that.
Sure.
He will.
All right.
Not everyone's email. He'll pick and choose, of course, because he'll get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails a week. So you just have to try again and again. First news story. Tiny antennas to keep tabs on U.S. drugs. The Food and Drug Administration and several major drug makers are expected to announce initiatives today that will put tiny radio antennas on the labels of millions of medicine bottles to combat counterfeiting and fraud.
Okay.
Yeah. Among the medicines that will soon be tagged are Viagra, so they'll soon know who is the limp among us.
That's funny.
That is funny. One of the most counterfeited drugs in the world. How are they going... I don't get it. Okay, they're going to put the radio tags on the real drugs.
Right.
How is this going to combat the counterfeit drugs? And oxycodone, a pain control narcotic that has been one of the most abused medicines in the United States, the tagged bottles for now. Only the large ones from which the druggist gets pills to fill prescriptions will start going to distributors this week. Aha. That kind of makes sense. Kind of. I guess they're trying to stop it from being stolen? I don't know.
I suppose.
And distributed and sold cheaper? I have no idea. Experts do not expect the technology to stop there. The adoption by the drug industry, as they said in interviews, could be the leading edge of a change that will get rid of grocery stores of checkout lines, find lost luggage in airports, streamline warehousing, and add a weapon in the battle of cargo against cargo theft, and track everybody in the United States. No, I added to that. It's basically a barcode that barks. La, la, la. Another thing that you're being tracked with. Enjoy and adapt to that, everyone. Yeah. Your drugs are now being tracked.
They're being tracked everywhere.
Are they?
Sure.
Like, with, like, scanners and be able to track down whether it's walking down the street in your pocket?
Well,
see,
no.
Oh, you've got Viagra. I see, citizen. You have Viagra in your pocket.
Well, I'm sure it'll be on the medical records somewhere.
Oh, yeah, it'll be on your medical records, but they won't be able to actually tell that it's in your pocket.
Well, no.
Oh, there is a level of privacy that I enjoy, and this is going a little bit beyond it.
Yeah.
Mapping cameras of New York. ABC News justified paranoia. Somebody is watching. Surveillance cameras spreading, but watchers are being watched too. This is awesome. There was a time when if you got the strange feeling somebody was watching you, you could usually write it off to paranoia. Those days are long gone. Maybe you've gotten used to the idea that every move will be recorded as you try to decide which snacks you want to buy in a convenience store or while you pump your gas. But in a growing number of towns and cities, the scrutiny you're under is becoming more intense. Civil Liberties Group estimated there's as many 3 million surveillance cameras currently operational in the United States.
I'm sure there are.
Making it seem that the surveillance society civil libertarians warn about is already here. Was George Orwell just 20 years off? In New York, a couple of groups have been trying to do something to help people avoid the attention and to try bring greater attention to the issue. The New York Bill of Rights Defense Campaign has begun a project to map surveillance cameras that are being pointed at public spaces around the city. The project will initially map all the cameras in Manhattan and selected neighborhoods in other boroughs, but eventually the goal is to cover the entire city. Excellent. So now you'll be able to map out the streets where you'll be safely be able to walk down without every movement being tracked by government, corporations, and just random people, I guess.
Well, they'd waste their time watching me because I don't go anywhere.
They wouldn't be able to watch you?
Not really, no.
Stay at home.
Pretty much.
Okay, next one. Hallucinogenic tea and the church. Appeals court sides with church over hallucinogenic tea. A federal appeals court on Friday upheld a lower court's ruling in favor of a New Mexico church that uses hallucinogenic tea during ceremonies. Well, whatever packs them in, I guess, eh?
Mm-hmm.
It's a Brazilian church that has had its U.S. base in Santa Fe. Members brew the tea from plants found only in the Amazon River Basin. The 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver upheld a lower federal court rulings, which blocks the government from stopping the use of tea while the church sues the government. Not all the judges agreed with the ruling. Judge Michael Murphy pointed out that before the church's office was raided in 1999, leaders concealed the use of tea and told customs agent it was a herbal extract to be used as a health supplement.
Sure.
Interesting.
This is Jonestown. That's what this is.
No kidding. It's more like, can you see God? Yeah, I see God. Drink some more tea. You'll see God
more.
Put
this in your eye.
Yeah, put some of this in your eye. Soon no longer legally able to skip commercials and other evils. Brought to you by your government. In cooperation with corporations. Senate may ram copyright bill. Several lobbying camps from different industries and ideologies are joining forces to fight an overhaul of the copyright law, which they said would radically shift in favor of Hollywood and the record companies, which Congress might try to push through during a lame duck session that begins this week. The Senate might vote on H.R. 2391, the Intellectual Property Protection Act. Aw, doesn't that sound great? Protection.
Sounds good to me.
A comprehensive bill that opponents charge could make many users of peer-to-peer networks, digital music players, and other products criminally liable for copyright infringements. Some opponents believe the bill would also undo centuries of fair use, the principle that gives American the right to use small samples of the works of others without asking permissions or pay, which we enjoy thoroughly on this station from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of fair use by playing little clips of things like, say, Strong Bad's little email thing, which doesn't hurt anybody. Not making money off of it, and we have a little...
No, they don't care.
They don't care. The bill lumps together several pending copyright bills, including blah, the Pirate Deterrence and Education Act, which would criminally punish a person who infringes a copyright by offering distribution to the public by electronic means with reckless disregard of the risk of further infringement.
Well, I've never done that.
Never at
so
all.
I guess I'm okay.
Yeah, you're safe. We're all safe in this on this station. All the listeners out there are very safe because they don't do that. Critics charge the vague language could apply to a person who uses the popular Apple iTunes music sharing application. The bill would also permit people to use technology to skip objectionable content, like a gory or sexually explicit scene in films, a right that consumers already have. Well, thank you. Great. I have a fast-forward button and chapter skip already on my controllers. I don't think I need a bill to kind of enforce that, so they're saying, oh, that's the good part of it. However, under the proposed language, viewers would not be allowed to use software or devices to skip commercials or promotional announcements. How is
catch me.
What? Catch you? You're falling? Yeah. How is that? You're able to skip objectionable content, but
not
commercials or promotional announcements. Not legally allowed by law. It is a law they're trying to push. And
no
it
way.
It's described as that would otherwise be performed or displayed before, during, or after the performance of the motion picture, like the previews on a DVD. I hate those. And I know Disney radically like enforces that. Every DVD that I bought from Disney, you cannot, or not, I've only bought one, but other ones that I've seen at other people's houses where you try and press the fast forward, nope.
Won't let you do it.
Not going to happen. You pop in that DVD and your children, and you leave the room, your children have to watch all those commercials every time that starts the DVD. I personally find commercials objectionable content.
Yeah, I know you do.
Also, under the proposed laws, people who bring video cameras into a movie theater to make... I missed the end. The proposed law would also includes language from the Pirate Act, which would permit the Justice Department to file civil lawsuits against alleged copyright infringers. Also under the proposed law, people who bring a video camera into a movie theater to make a copy of the film for distribution would be imprisoned for 3 years, fined, or both. The Recording Industry Association of America vigorously defends the bill, of course, saying it would provide a common-sense set of tools that will help law enforcement better deter and prosecute theft and protect our ancient, ailing dinosaur way of life that we've come to enjoy over the past 70 or 80 years.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Adapt and move on. Stop trying to limit our freedoms to choose the media that we watch or not watch in our own home. They're trying to legislate this and throw you in jail for skipping a commercial now. It's gone too far. People need to wake up now.
The harder it's going to get.
It's gone too far. This is ridiculous for anybody on any level can understand this. It is now they're trying to push laws that will criminally implicate you for skipping a commercial on a DVD. Criminally. It's not a civil thing. Criminal. Jesus. Okay.
It's stupid. That's all I can say. It's just stupid.
It is stupid. I just can't believe that. And you'll find this one even more outrageous. The powers that be are even concerned about you going to the bathroom during commercials. Jamie Keller isn't against PVRs. He just wants to engage in a smarter debate over the impact on programming. When Jamie Kellner discussed his concerns over personal video recorders during a lengthy interview with me last April, no one could imagine the ensuing furor over his remarks that would go right on reverberating for almost a year later. After all, who would guess that a story in Cable World would cause a 1,000 message pileup at webcommunity/. Make newspaper columns around the world be the focus of a letter-writing campaign by the Electronics Freedom Foundation.
Well, there's never a pop at /.
Never. That's a normal day. Or that Kellner's wake-up call to the industry would be among the real legacies of his time as chairman and CEO of Turner Broadcasting. While others dismiss the issue with talk or more outhouses than TiVo's, Kellner sees the non-too-distant future of a critical mass as cable and DBS operators include PVR capabilities in set-tops. Well, they're already there, actually.
Yeah.
And while some focus on the Super Bowl roster of national advertisers, Kellner frets over the PVR's potential harm to local ad sales. Initial reactor to Kellner's comments was both to what he said, that PVR technology puts ad-supported model at risk, and that and the way he said it, that skipping ads equals theft.
Okay, sure it does.
theft. He is accusing people of skipping ads as thieves, criminals.
Because we're stealing TV.
Oh, you're stealing away the money from the advertisers because you're not watching their ads and enjoying this free content that they're so nice to put on for you.
No. I pay for my cable.
Exactly. Where's all that money going, huh? I know some of it goes to the cable company, but where does the rest go?
Yeah.
Yeah. Initial reactions to comments to both what... Okay. Then there was a wry response when, trying to gauge his parameters when it came to ad skipping, I asked, what if you have to go to the bathroom or get up to get a Coke? I guess Kellner replied, there's a certain amount of tolerance for going to the bathroom.
This can't be real.
Type Kellner and bathroom into Google and some 2,100 mentions pop up. Fast forward 10 months and Kellner has changed his approach. A bit. We don't make jokes about this anymore.
Oh.
So either he's not making jokes because he really does think that people shouldn't skip ads at any cost, or he just doesn't make jokes as he got in big trouble for that.
Could be.
And they actually revealed his true intentions and true feelings about people missing ads, and as if we have to be glued to the television. No, you have to go to the bathroom.
I didn't know that there were dickheads like this stuff.
And this is the head of one of the most powerful communications conglomerates in the world, Turner Broadcasting. They own a lot of stuff. And this is the way he feels about the consumers, that you're thieves, all of you, for not looking at his commercials and leaving the room. Oh, my God. More and more
this
people...
This is a wreck.
What? This is a wreck?
Yeah, this is a wreck.
these stories are a wreck. More and more people...
This show is too.
This show's not a wreck. Bite me.
It is on my end.
I bet it is. Sounds like poo, I bet.
I get to listen to this myself. It's like I'm interrupting myself.
Not quite
it's
that
horrible.
Egotistical, I guess, eh? That you would enjoy listening to yourself.
Not this much.
More and more people being tracked. Here's some more tracking news for you. In Texas, 28,000 students test an electronic eye. Sandra Martinez, 10, uses her ID card to indicate she's getting off her school bus in Spring, Texas. In front of her gated apartment complex, Courtney Payne, a 9-year-old fourth grader with dark hair pulled tightly into a ponytail, exits a school bus. Moments later, her movement is observed by Alan Bragg, the local police chief, standing in a windowless control room more than a mile away. Chief Bragg is not using video surveillance. Rather, he watches an icon on a computer screen. The icon marks the spot on a map where Courtney got off the bus, and on a larger level, it represents the latest in convergence of technology and student security. Hoping to prevent the loss of a child through kidnapping or more innocent circumstances, a few schools have begun monitoring students' arrivals and departures using technology similar to that used to track livestock and pallets of retail shipments. Lovely.
Well, at bus stops, it might be an okay thing.
Just call me a cow and I'll say moo. Here in growing middle and working class suburb north of Houston, the effort is undergoing its most ambitious test. The Spring Independent School District is equipping, tagging, branding 28,000 students with ID badges containing computer chips that are read when the students get on and off buses. The information is fed automatically by wireless phone to police and school administrators. Where else is it being read? And how is this preventing kidnappings exactly? All this tells is that this kid got off the school bus or got on the school bus. Beyond that, nothing. So where is this leading? Tracking devices all over the city. Where is that leading? Oh, the kidnapper took off the child's clothes and put them in other clothes. Oh, we can't have that. We've got to put it under their skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's a slippery slope.
I think it's a good idea to have a person there at the bus stop.
To have a person? Yeah. Or, I don't know, roll call at the bus or checking off a list, but tagging them like cattle, admitted in this story, of course, like cattle.
Yeah. Well, that's just lazy.
This is getting a bit ridiculous. They already do it in school. Don't they take roll call in school when you check in the morning, either at home,
well, yeah,
homeroom.
They've always done that.
Yeah, they've always, I had that when I went to school, and that was 5 decades ago.
They have to do it.
Yeah, and they have to do that, and phone your parents if you didn't make it to school. But it's
right.
Oh my God, this is getting ridiculous. I just can't believe how much we're being tracked, or people are agreeing to being tracked under the guise of safety, as if we're less safe nowadays. And
yeah.
I don't have any charts or information in front of me, of course.
No.
But I would wager that we are not exorbitantly more unsafe than we were before.
No, we're not.
Maybe it's more in the news. But I don't think we're more at risk than we were before.
I think we're more safe than we were before.
I think so too. People are very have safety in mind, and I think that is much more important than tagging everyone and tracking everyone around the cities with
right.
video cameras, RFID tags, and monitoring systems. Just take some responsibility onto your own self and keep your eyes
That's
open.
That's a problem.
Yeah, it's self-responsibility going out the window, and they want the police and the government to track everyone and do it for them and have little pagers.
Do it for you.
Have little pagers when Susie gets off her normal track when she's going home. She's buried by half of a mile. Send out the police squad.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, and now they're trying to push through your car being tracked. And it's for not for something... They're doing it quite subversively at first, of course. Car being
right.
tracked by GPS for a mileage tax. So not only that you're
what?
Tracking your car, they're taxing you for tracking your car.
They'll pay for it somehow.
Yeah, Jesus. They're taking it out of your pocketbook to track you. Mileage tax proposed for state's drivers. John Lester of Orange piloted his new silver car 300 miles up to the Sequoia National Park earlier this month using just 6 gallons of gasoline.
That's a hybrid car.
It is a hybrid car, the Toyota Prius. There you go. Had Lester driven his Acura Integra, he would have used twice as much fuel, paid twice as much gas tax. But what's good for Lester and the environment is bad for the state highway funds. The state has got as much as half the tax revenue to deal with the same amount of wear and tear on the roads, probably because of these new, more efficient cars.
Right.
Because they're not paying as much in gas. The looming problem as hybrids become more popular, and Governor Schwarzenegger's Government Reform Commission has come up with a solution. Tax motorists based on the miles they drive, not the amount of gasoline they consume.
That's ridiculous.
That is, well, you know what? They could have done it a different way, but I'll get to that. That is a bit ridiculous, but it kind of makes sense. It is a direct correlation to how much the road wear is.
Yeah, not, but I mean...
Just up the
tax,
they
have the
then.
Money, they still don't fix the road.
Yeah.
At all.
No. They,
trust me, I know.
There's large potholes near your residence there.
Oh, God damn.
Yeah.
They go for years not fix stuff.
And they seem to be always on the main roads, fixing roads that I never found bad in the first place.
Yeah.
Please reference the movie Falling Down.
Yeah, that's true.
The idea came from the California Performance Review is just that at this point, an idea. It would have to go through extensive debate to come to fruition. But it's not all that far-fetched. Oregon will do a test run of such a vehicle miles traveled system next year. The plan, which still requires legislation approval there, which would put on $100, I don't know what that is. I think that didn't get copied. $100 global positioning system device. Okay, $100. In
right.
every new car in Oregon, every new car will be equipped with this global GPS system.
Screw you.
Yeah. The device would beam drivers' in-state mileage to a satellite, which would then send information to the SIS service station where the driver is refueling so the proper tax can be levied at the pump. 300 drivers will be monitored for 6 months next year in the Eugene area in the pilot project. The U.S. Transportation of U.S. Department of Transportation, Utah, New York, and California are closely watching this results. The proposal here raises a number of concerns. One is that it could discourage drivers from buying fuel-efficient cars.
Yes.
Obviously. And another is that it could open the door to state surveillance of motorists.
Why not charge just a flat fee?
Yeah, exactly. That would work. Or they could just Yeah, I don't know if you have it in your state, but up here we have something that we have to go to for checking that the car isn't pluming out tons of emissions.
Oh, it's inspection.
Yeah, it's inspection in some states. It's like whatever.
Yeah, various states.
Yeah, it has different names, but they're checking for blue smoke coming out of the back of your car and telling you to get it fixed if it's not working. Why don't they just check the odometer every time you have to do that and go, okay, you've driven that far, we're going to tack that tax on there, and that's how much you've driven on our roads.
Because you can crank it back.
Yeah, I guess you could crank it back, but this is a much better alternative than equipping every car with a GPS system so they can track your every movement.
Yeah, I agree with you.
All
I
the
understand.
Time. Yeah. There probably is much, much better ways. And then they go on to say there's already stuff in cars, and my car did come with equipped with that. It was the OnStar system, for an example, where people right. can call for help, and they go, oh, Mr. Brown, I see you're in a ditch along
That's cool, though, right?
40th Avenue. Cool for people who get lost or get fucked up all the time at the side of the road. I disconnected that as soon as I could from my car, turned off the GPS system, so whoever couldn't track my car and whereabouts, because I don't need that being done to me. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but just the way karma works, something's going to go bad, and I'm going to be screwed.
True. Karma could work that way, yeah. But
you'll be like Saskatchewan, and just fucked.
In the middle of nowhere. Yeah, you do have to have a cell connection, though, of course. But,
right.
Yeah, it is for people who get lost, and they can actually, like, order up hotel rooms and stuff. You press the little button and ask them. They do anything you want. So it is kind of cool for people who need that kind of stuff.
Right.
But I certainly don't need that kind of stuff. Let's take a couple phone calls.
Okay.
Like it's I don't know. It doesn't sound awful to me anyway. Of course, I'm listening to my own voice, but
yeah, I get to listen to myself on list. A half-second delay.
I wonder if people will, too. Well, we'll take one call. How about that? So we need a call. If you could paste that into the IRC, I've actually scripted something up, which is kind of nice.
What?
Right at the bottom.
Okay.
Scroll right at the bottom. It says, open the phone line, Skype. Paste the following lines into the IRC. If you want to talk to us, it's Skype, and the name is Rant Radio. And, actually, Skype is acting up. We're not going to do that. Forget it.
Okay.
We're not taking Skype calls. Yeah, we're done. We're going to release the big thing, of course, this week. That's why we have so many people hanging on every word and, of course, waiting a half an hour for the show to start, et cetera, et cetera.
This show is 45 minutes long.
This show is 45 minutes long. Shortest show ever, but I don't think people will complain too much because they're getting episodes.
Just me. Just fucking set.
What I'm going to try and do for next week is get the audio better for you, so you don't have to listen to the whole time.
You sound the same, but I keep interrupting myself.
Well, that's it's because I had to turn on the volume so the people up there could hear me.
And that's why I keep stopping and
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, we'll do the names. That's right, before we check out here. Let's see, it is Valkali, Desert Runner, Flame Cuber, Red Maiden, Dalthius Oddball, Jibcat, Atoll, Rant Fan, Sean Faze, Mr. Echo, Griffin, Red Maiden, La La La, The Decoy, Invader, who else is talking here? Rizm, Zeruth, Barbed Wireless, Super Dude, K16,
blah blah blah,
blah blah blah. I think that's it. That's enough people talking, and Ricky Rocket just quit.
Did people actually listen to the show?
Oh yeah, everybody's listening. Everybody in the IRC that's talking is listening. Well, let's see how many people are listening. If you can add this up, 18 plus 13 plus 5 plus 9 plus 3 plus 8 plus 9.
No.
Okay, you can't add that up. That's okay.
Not very quick.
Actually, I can just go to Shoutcast, and that adds it up for me.
That's good enough.
52 plus 8. 60 people listening. That's not bad.
Wow.
for a fucked up show.
Yeah.
For it all going awfully, awfully wrong. Oh,
that's amazing.
Dathius, there. I said your name. Ego, Dathius, there. Opinion Blue, blah, blah, blah. Capone X. See, I only read the people that have just talked, because I'm not reading out 93 people. Mindless,
yeah.
There. Now they're all saying their names because I didn't say
them. Now we all are talking.
All you lurkers.
That
only get excited when I say the name.
Yeah,
say my name.
Quitting.
Say my name. Yeah.
Say my name, bitch.
That's so they can record it and play it over and over again on loop while they're touching themselves. Do I still have the intro music? Oh, good, I do have the intro music, so I can play that when it's ready to go.
Yeah, okay.
So it's episode 9, of course, of Patrolling, and you can paste those links into the IRC Please Smokey.
Okay.
And this week is the second part of the AWOL bag, and you'll be amazed how we can fit all that stuff into a small bag, and I was amazed too. And also, he goes over a tray, and he goes over a letter rant. So those are the three things that's this week. And
AWOL bags are cool.
Yeah.
But I can't carry stuff and move at the same time.
That's true. You could drag it behind you, or maybe you could mount it on the back of your. That would actually be not a bad idea. What do you for your wheelchair? Do you have like bags on the side or in the back or anything to carry stuff
around?
Well,
I have a bag on my walker.
Oh, the bag.
You've seen that.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's not that big.
So that's your own mini AWOL bag. Well, AWOL bag, you know, it's not really for carrying around day to day. That's more of something else. AWOL bag's like, everything is screwed. Time to get the hell out of here.
But I've seen that big thing on his back.
Yeah.
It's like, no way.
No, that is huge. That is insane large. Like, it's damn heavy. Like, all that stuff he packs into it. So heavy. And I'm just going to read out what, and this is the third to last episode. There's going to be episode 10 and episode 11, and I'm going to get those done before Christmas, so everybody has Christmas presents of a full season of episode, season one of Patrolling, and I'm just going to say what is going to be in the upcoming episodes here. Episode 10, next one, I don't know if I'll get it done for next week. I'm going to try. It depends how everything goes, because I have a lot of configuring here, obviously, and fiddling around. Sean's work bag is going to be in episode 10. Wog food, episode 10. And a rant, unnamed at this time.
Okay.
Episode 11 is the mock tent, which he goes over slightly in this episode. An MRE hot pack and a surprise rant that I won't be able to say about. So you just have to wait till episode 11. And if there's enough room in episode 11, which I think there will be, I'm going to put in some scenes from season 2. If I can.
Oh, you cock tease.
Very, very short scenes to probably underneath where the end credits are rolling. I think I might do that instead of a black screen.
Okay.
I think that's what I'll do. Because that's long enough to show some scenes. Because I'm not going to give you the audio. It's just going to be some video. So it's going to be a big cock tease there. And of course, after the season one is finished, a couple months later, 1 or 2 months later, the DVD will be out. So everyone can get it in crispy, clean DVD format. 4-DVD set.
I'll have mine first.
And Smokey, well, we'll see how fast the shipping goes. But you'll have them as soon as they're done, right?
Right.
And it has that Spiffy Keen cover that I think Trimaster did, that everybody saw last week. And it's going to have outtakes and the making of the Patrolling intro on it.
What's that? You sitting in front of your computer? That'd be great.
Not that making, you know, like how we filmed it and stuff. Yeah, me sitting and editing the intro in front of my computer. And I'll like switch back a multi-camera, you know, you have the mouse, the screen, me typing a bit.
Right shoulder.
Left shoulder, yeah. And then behind the scenes, a camera filming the camera guy, filming me. Yeah, oh, it'd be great. That would be great. With with commentary. Actually, there will be commentary on the outtakes and commentary as well for the making of the intro. Commentary for
you
absolutely
do more
everything.
Like, more than one.
More than one commentary?
Oh, yeah.
Quite possibly.
They all do that now.
It depends how much room I have left. I'll have to take a look. A lot of them do that now. But it's good. It's Sean and myself for at least the one commentary, and we'll see what happens.
Put me on the other one.
If there's enough room. And
that'd be great.
We'll have Smokey commenting on Sean. How foolish,
I'll be nice.
How foolish he looks.
Kind of.
Oh, look how fat he looks in that shot. Oh, look how fat he looks in that shot.
I love Sean. He just doesn't know.
And I have something else planned. I don't know if I'll get it done, but I probably will. Another extra that I won't tell anyone until they actually get the DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But I don't know if I'll get that done. Depends how things go, because I'd have to go through every single hour of the tapes, which I'll have to do anyway. I'll have to do it anyway for the outtakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, editing with Sim. Yeah, there you go. That's the extra on the DVD.
That would be cool.
Yeah, 5.1 Dolby Digital Surround.
Sure.
No, not this one. I will be doing 5.1 surround sound for our movie, though. So, but not in this. Not for the patrolling intro.
Yeah.
It's music. There is no sound effects for the intro, so.
No.
Bite me. It's just a song.
I'm really worried about this movie thing.
The movie thing?
Yeah.
Well, we won't do it unless it's going to be good, so.
I don't know, but. I'm just scared.
Oh, yeah, I'm scared too. Scapone X says, I can hear it now. Tubby, 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 tubby. For the entire commentary.
The Burning Man. Kind of like that.
Yeah. The Burning Man commentary?
Yeah, I made fun of it a lot.
Well, it's fun to do.
Yeah,
that.
It is.
I mean,
it's all love.
It's
It's, it is. It really is.
It's love punches to the ego, right?
It is.
Yeah.
He's twice as bad as me.
Oh, my God, yeah. Cripple commentary track. Oh, that's a good name.
That would be good.
You got the alliteration going on there, eh?
Yeah.
That is nice. Oh, Prosium says, click, click. Wow, it really sounds like Sims clicking. Here, you can listen to me. Oh, I can't get the microphone up to my mouse.
No.
So that is the show for this week. Sorry it sucked. So much major ass in terms of sound quality. I think the stories were good this week, at least.
Yeah, they were.
But the sound quality was kind of sucking, but it's better than zero, because that's what you would have got if I didn't rig this crap together.
Yeah, you have easy.
It'll sound a lot better on the archives, because I've got a direct feed from my microphone that I'm recording.
I'm not listening.
No, I don't listen to the archives, because I don't like listening to my own voice.
Not this one.
Only singing. I can stand myself singing, but not talking. Just barely singing.
That's
so.
Kind of narcissistic.
Well, I have to listen to my voice singing, because I've mixed my own track, so it's kind of a thing that I have to deal with. But so there's the links for the torrents, and you can start downloading them now. And
okay.
I will start hooking up with the torrents again, so people can continue downloading them, because they're not complete. The low torrent is, I think, at 50, 60, 70% right now. So that
I'll have it by Thursday.
And Smokey will have it by Thursday, because torrents don't like Smokey.
No, they don't.
So we're out of here for this week, and join us next week for bigger and better things, and maybe more news about Sean's new show.
My God, I hope so.
Yeah, I hope it's better next week. Well, sound quality of the show is good.
Yeah.
And we'll be able
bye.
To take calls. So so this is bye for me, and
bye for Smokey.
And we'll see you next week. Arrivederci.
The feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up. You know that feeling? That the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.